Striving to eat healthy foods is a good thing unless you take it too far. And increasingly, experts are seeing people slide into an obsession with healthy eating that can be decidedly unhealthy and even lead to malnutrition. Here to tell us more about the condition some experts refer to as orthorexia is WSJ health reporter Sumathi Reddy. Sumathi, thanks so much for being here. Tell us about this condition. Is it officially recognized?
So it's not. It's not in the DSM, which is like the Bible of mental illnesses. But some experts will say that there's certain categories that it could fall under.
And it's similar in some ways to anorexia, but different in others, correct?
Yes. Yeah, so like the driving sort of motivation behind it is very different than anorexia because it's about quality of food, not quantity.
And it has nothing to do with body issues.
Exactly.
And trying to be thin.
Exactly. No, these are people who really just are concerned about what they're putting into their body. It has to be organic. It has to be, you know, vegan, it has to be a certain type of food from a certain grocery store, that kind of thing.
But the same issues of control and denial
exactly.
can be at play, correct?
Yes. It has a lot of similarities with obsessive compulsive disorder as well as like anorexia. And sometimes it can lead to anorexia because these people end up, you know, not eating a lot of food.
And it sounds like the kind of thing that can start very innocently
yeah.
with a positive idea of changing your lifestyle and eating healthy foods. And then it's a slippery slope, correct?
Exactly. So, you know, you get people who are like gluten free, and then they're cutting out, then they're dairy free, then they're sugar free, carb free, and then you're cutting out so many major food groups, there's not much left that you can eat. And then that's how you end up, you know, becoming possibly malnourished and losing a lot of weight.
So tell us about some of the red flags that we should look out for if we think someone may be suffering from this.
Yeah, so I'm obviously, you know, losing a lot of weight dramatically is a big red flag, but also sort of interfering in your daily life. Like you're not going to go out to dinner with friends because the restaurant, you're afraid the restaurant's food is not pure enough for you, or you're not going to go to a party, a holiday party, because you're worried about eating something that's bad for you, that kind of thing.
What about fear-based eating? In other words, you have someone in your family who had a health condition and you fear having that same condition, so it influences what you eat.
Yeah, I did talk to a therapist who mentioned that, like, one of her clients' father had a heart attack at a young age, so that served as her trigger. All of a sudden, she started being very careful about what she was eating, and, you know, it ended up becoming a problem.
And some people also can use this as an identity, almost. If it becomes
yeah.
so much a part of your identity, that can
yeah.
be a red flag, too, right?
Well, I talked to a very interesting blogger. She was called the Balanced Vegan, or the Blonde Vegan, and she became so obsessed, and she finally realized she had a problem, and now she's the Balanced Blonde, so she went off that diet, came out.
Right, so she clearly invested so much of her identity into
yeah.
eating a certain way
exactly.
and realized it actually was harming her health.
Yeah.
Wow. Sumathi, thank you so much for that. Very,
yes.
very interesting. Yes.